peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on the peace train. It's peace train holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Yes, it's the peace train. Come on, the peace train, oh, peace train.
Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and you are listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio. It's very hot today, as any of you in this Boston area know. So I'm going to start out here. Many of you probably don't know this, but June is Dairy Month. And I always remember when I was a kid, they always would have, they'd bring some cows to the Boston Common. You know, you have cows there you could go see and everything. And it was a lot of fun. I happen to love cows. So anyway, I always remember going to see them. My mother would take me, and then as an adult, I would go myself. But unfortunately, they don't have the cows there anymore, which was too bad. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, In tribute to Dairy Month, I guess you could say, I'm going to start with some for the cows. First up is Aerosmith with Milk Cow Blues, an old blues song, which is on their Pandora's Box set. So here is Aerosmith with Milk Cow Blues. Excuse me for this dead, or should I say resting air. I don't know what's going on. My tablet is not working to get the song.
Let me see.
Hmm. I don't know what is going on here. The tablet is not playing. I'm hitting the song and nothing is happening, which is just great since I had a lot of stuff planned for on the tablet today. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. So I'll have to scramble a bit right now to get something for you. Okay, I'll just babble for a few minutes. For a few minutes till I find what I can do here. Don't mind my babbling, but I suppose it's better than dead air. What is going on? What's that? I don't know what's going on here. This is very bizarre, I'm sorry to say. And of course, that has to happen when I'm on the area. Let's see now what I can do. Alrighty, working on this stuff now, as I said. You know what? Since I can't seem to get Milk Cow Blues right now, I will play you another Aerosmith song and then see what I can do after that. Alright, here we go. Which one should I play here? Okay, here we go. Here's an old one for you.
Montana soon, gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon, gonna be a dental floss tycoon. buy me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss. Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Good morning. News, how do you do? I've cried all night long, Lord, now. Can't get along with you.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm glad I finally got that thing working. Let me see now. What did we hear? Finally got my cow songs. Yep. Finally got my cow songs for Dairy Month. We didn't get the Aerosmith one. That didn't quite work out, but I played Aerosmith's Mamakin in any case. Then we heard Frank Zappa with Montana. And the cows came in. First you heard... Wild Cow Blues with Big Joe Williams. He was a Delta blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter who played a 9-string guitar. He released albums from 1958 to 74, plus a posthumous release in 1990. Then you heard Elvin Bishop with Calling All Cows from Raisin' Hell Live in 1977. Bishop is an American blues and rock guitarist. In 63, he joined the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and then formed the Elvin Bishop Group in 68. With that group and later solo, he's had albums out since 1969. In 2015, he won 3 Blues Music Awards for his band and the song and album Can't Even Do Wrong Right. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And the set ended with a familiar song, Steely Dan with Black Cow from Asia in 1977. It was their 6th and best-selling album, their first platinum album, formed by Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, who worked with many different musicians in this jazz rock band, had several successful albums through the 70s. They broke up in 81, reunited in 93. I'm not sure what's going on now. It seemed like they toured maybe last year or something. I'm not sure. It's hard to keep track of the bands these days because it seems like almost every band is either still around or back again. I'm telling you, it's surprising. You'll hear the band, what? I haven't heard their name in years, and there they are playing somewhere. Okay, let's see now. I think I'll get in a few local bands now that have shows this week. And a variety of different styles for these guys, too. First, I have guitarist Matt York with Hot Shot. He grew up in the greater Boston area, played around the local scene for quite a while, including in his band Wide Iris. Hadn't been around for a while, and his album of January of last year, Boston, Texas, was the first music he'd released in a long time. Matt York will be playing at Uncharted in Lowell, Mass. On Saturday night. So here is Matt York with Hot Shot, hoping that my tablet works again.
Yeah. It's just music in me. Oh, it's just the music in me. It's just the music in me. Oh, just the music in me. It's just the music in me. Oh, it's the music in me. Oh, just the music in me. It's just the music in me. It's just the music. Oh, it's just the music in me. It's just the music in me. It's just the music in me. Oh, my heart is sad. Just some music, oh, oh, just some music in me. That's just some music, just some music in me. Oh, you can be ugly, you can be hot. You don't need to carry a tune. When you're up there with a microphone, baby, carry on. It's just some music in me. That's just some music in me. It's just the music. Oh, just the music in me. It's just the music. Just the music in me.
Just made it back on time there. Had to do a quick run. And let's see, you just heard a bunch of local bands who have shows this week. Let's see now. First you heard Matt York with, where's the notes I have so I see what I played for you? Let's see now. Where are they? Excuse me a minute. I'm just trying to find my information here so I can, oh, right there you go. We had Matt York with Hotshot, and he's going to be playing Uncharted in Lowell on Saturday night. Then you heard Diablogado with El Matador from the self-titled album. Diablogado's Facebook page reads, "We're the gray area between roots and rock," and that sounds good. That's about what they sound like. Music's rock, some rockabilly, and besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. And Diablogado will be at O'Brien's Pub in Alston, Mass on Saturday night. Then you heard Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with Karaoke from their 2012 album, Always on Insane. And they should be having a new album coming out sometime soon. Meanwhile, you may or may not have heard that Rick wrote a book called The Paragraphs. It's a bit of a memoir, some musings he's, you know, written down throughout his life as a musician, maybe things that he started writing songs about, whatever. And his strong observational skills and very wry take on things probably will make this book a gem, I'm sure. I haven't read it yet. But Rick's going to be reading from his book as well as playing some songs at the gallery Room 83 Spring in Watertown on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. That's location is at 83 Spring Street by Watertown Square. It is a free event, but, where is it? Okay. It's a small space, so if you're interested in going, you have to RSVP at room83spring@gmail.com. And I did that as soon as I found out about it. I've got to see his and hear his reading. That should be excellent. Let's see now. What am I playing next? I don't know. Let me take a look and see. Alrighty, one second. Let's see now. I'm all confused here. Yes, I am. Who's that? I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm sorry about this. Well, you know what? I think I'll get in some serious guitar right now. And I know Cheryl's there listening, and she's always waiting for Joe. So I will play some Joe Bonamassa with the Ballad of John Henry, which was on the album of the same name. And it's an older album, right? I forget when it's from. I don't know if I have a live thing here or what. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. Things got a little weird here with some stuff not quite working. And so things were a little mixed up. You know, going to be quite a freeform thing, I guess, too, yeah, which is cool. I might even stay until 4 if no other DJ comes in after me. We'll see what happens there. But in any case, here is Joe Bonamassa with the Ballad of John Henry.
Tell them why I'm gone. Take this hammer, carry it to the captain. Tell them I'm going home. I don't want your cold iron shackles round my leg. I don't want your cold iron shackles round my leg. John Henry in the battle of sinners and saints. this hammer, carry it to the captain, tell him why I'm gone. I'm a wanted man with the captain. I'm a wanted man in the shackles. I'm a wanted man in the shackles. I'm a wanted man who killed John Henry in the battle of sinners and saints. Who killed John Henry?
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
All right, you just heard some serious guitar there. What did I play? I played, let's see now. Yeah, Joe Bonamassa with the Ballad of John Henry.